Dear friends, thank you. It's good to see each and every one of you.
各位朋友大家好，我很感谢我又一次跟大家见面。
It's a joy for me to be with you once again. I think it's been almost a couple of months.
我想可能离我上次与你们见面已经有一两个月了，我非常的高兴又跟大家在一起。
I don't know about you, but we had a full house for Thanksgiving.
我不知道你们的感恩节怎么过的，但是我们家里面是满满的。
It was great to have all of my daughters and their husbands with us from Wednesday night through this morning.
我很感恩，就是我的三个女儿还有他们的丈夫都回来了，从星期三到今天早上，他们都跟我们在一起。
And it was great to see them all go this morning.
当然也很高兴他们今天都走了，都回去了。
And they did ask me to be sure to send their greetings.
他们也让我呢来向大家问好。
My wife and I are so very grateful to this church.
我和我的妻子呢都被这个教会非常的感恩。
And for your wonderful support of us in the ministry to that God has entrusted to us.
我们非常的感谢教会在我们对我们和我和我妻子的这个传教的施工上的大力的支持。
I believe since I've been here last that we've had the opportunity of training Christian leaders in India.
上一个地方我去的就是印度，我在那里在。培训一些做牧师的基督徒。
I was also in Peru for 4 days, involved there in a mission conference.
我也去了秘鲁，去在那里呢，参加了他们一个布道的大会。
Our ministry also celebrated a 10-year anniversary in Arizona.
我们的这个传道的这个组织呢，今年也在庆祝了十年的这个十年周庆。
And a week ago, I returned from Africa, from the nation of Rwanda.
上星期呢，我刚从非洲的Rwanda 回来。
Where once again we had the wonderful opportunity of training a group of pastors.
我在那里呢，又一次非常荣幸的呢去。训练了一批做牧师的人。
And Africa was warm.
非洲呢是非常的温暖。
And was nice.
当然也很好。
And I came home to winter here, so I'm still getting used to this.
我回到这里呢已经是很冷的冬天了，我现在还在适应。
A dear friend of mine works with a ministry called the Luis Palau Evangelistic Association.
我有一个朋友呢，他是在这个 Luis Palau 的这个传福音的这个机构里工作。
And I have a number of books that I would like to just give as a gift to the church.
我有几本书呢，就想送给这个教会作为礼物。
I understand you have a small library, and hopefully many of you will have the opportunity to read these books.
我听说你们教会有一个小的。图书馆，我希望大家呢能够来借阅来看，有机会看到这些书。
The first book is entitled A Friendly Dialogue Between an Atheist and a Christian.
那么第一本书呢，就是讲一个友好的对话，是一个不信神的人和一个基督徒之间的一个友好的对话。
A dialogue between Luis Palau.
是这个 Luis Palau 这个人。
And help me, 肖启雄。
和这个赵其正的对话。
And this was a man who is a government official in China, a scientist, and was an atheist, I believe, perhaps has now also come to faith in Jesus Christ.
这个赵先生呢，他是中国的一个科学家，他也是一个政界的一个人物，然后他呢是一个无神论者。但是呢，我相信他现在似乎已经是变成一个信徒了。
But an interesting book for those who are thinking about their faith in Christ and have questions, I think you'll find this to be a great read.
如果你呢在寻求耶稣基督，认识他然后但是呢你还有很多的问题还没有解决，那么这本书呢会来帮助你。
It was originally published under the title Riverside Talks.
那么这本书最初的一个版本呢，是说在河边的一个对话。
And I actually bought my copy years ago in Beijing.
啊，我呢在啊几年前在北京买到的这本书。
Another book that I think some of you will enjoy is entitled "What Is Christmas?"
那么另外一本书呢，就是叫做圣诞节是什么？
This is written both in Chinese as well as English.
啊，这本书是用两种啊，一种用中文和英文两个语言写的。
And it just talks about how Christmas is celebrated around the world.
这个在讲的圣诞节呢，是被整个世界全世界来庆祝的。
And also some of the background and meaning behind.Some of the traditions that we practice around the time of Christmas.
他也介绍了，就说在啊，在历史上就是一些传统中啊，我们在圣诞节都做些什么，我们为什么来庆祝。
So this is just a little gift back to all of you here at the church, and I trust that you will enjoy these books. So let me give those to you.
Thank you.
We want to turn our attention now to the portion of scripture that we just read together.
啊，我现在想把大家的注意力带到我们刚才读到的这个圣经节里。
Let me just pause and ask the Lord to bless this time in a word of prayer.
啊，我现在就想先以祷告来求神来赐福给我们这段时间。
Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity of gathering in this place to worship you.
天父，我们再一次的感谢你，有这样的一个机会，我们能够在一起敬拜你。
We ask very humbly and very simply now that you would speak to us through the preaching of your word.
啊，父啊，我们谦卑的也很诚实的在你面前，求你来啊，用你的话语来祝福这一段时间。
That you would give us understanding of the truth of your word.
啊，让我们能够真的是啊明白，进入到你的真理中。
And help us.See how it applies to our lives today.
啊，帮助我们怎样呢？把你的真理啊，应用在我们的生命中。
For it's in the name of our living Lord Jesus we pray.
我们啊，为我们活的主来祷告。
Amen. I hope you remember that I began a series on the book of Daniel some time ago.
我希望你呢已经对这本丹尼笔这本书有了解。
And so far we've gotten as far as chapter 2.
我们现在呢已经讲到第二章。
And we already looked at a portion of Daniel chapter 2.
我们已经把第二章的一部分呢看到过。
And we saw how Daniel in a situation that was very stressful was able to respondWith incredible calmness.
啊，我们看到呢，但以理在一种非常压力很大的这种环境中呢，他能够很平静的来面对。
Although he's still very young,
当然，但以理这时候还是很年轻的。
His faith in the living God gives him an ability to respond to this situation, with amazing peace.
他在主里的对神的这个信心使他能够非常平静地面对这一切的困难。
Now one of the interesting things about Daniel chapter 2 is that beginning in verse 4 and all the way through the end of chapter 7 the original language switches from Hebrew to Aramaic.
那么从但以理第二章第四节一直到第七章的完了，那么这里面的写作用的语言呢，就是在原文的希伯来文和亚兰文互相交叉着写的这几个 chapter。
Many Bible teachers have asked why is that？
那么很多的教导圣经的人就在问，为什么这本书这样写
？We don't know for sure, but I believe that we find an answer in the text itself.
那么我们现在可能还不能完全的了解这个原因，但是呢，我们从这个经文里面呢，我们可以找到一些答案。
Remember that when we come to the book of Daniel, this is a time when the Jewish nation was taken into captivity in Babylon.
当我们读但以理的时候，我们要知道当时的这个背景呢，就是以色列人已经被就是被掳到了巴比伦国。
This was God's judgment on his chosen people of Israel.
这个呢就是神对他的选民以色列人的一个惩罚。
Because of their disobedience.
因为他们不顺服神。
And because God's people were not in God's land of promise.
因为神的选民呢，他们现在没有在神所应许他们的的地域生活。
And because therefore they were not fulfilling God's purpose at this time.
所以呢，在这个时候呢，他们并没有在完成神在他们生命中的这些计划。
God now uses the Gentile nations to further His redemptive purposes for man.
那么神现在呢，就在用外邦人来继续呢，来完成神对以色列人的拯救。
At this time, Aramaic was the official language of the Persian Empire.
那么这个时候呢，这个亚兰文呢，它是是这个当时的这个巴比伦国的一个就是一个正官方的一个语言。
And so a language of the Gentiles is being used now to describe God's work through these Gentile nations.
所以呢，这个亚兰文呢，这个外邦人的亚兰文被用作语言来向所有的外邦人和以色列人来说话。
During this time of Israel's captivity.
那么这是在以色列人在被掳到巴比伦的时候发生的事。
Now you may think, well, thank you for the history lesson.
我们可能会想说，谢谢历史给我们的教训。
What does that have to do with me?
那么这些跟我有什么关系呢？
Well, I think it has quite a bit to do with all of us, and hopefully we'll see that in just a few moments as we begin to dig into this text.
我想对我们的生命是有很大的关系的。那么我们在继续的在学习的过程中，我希望大家能了解到。
But before we look at the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar,
在我们看尼布加尼撒王的这个梦的前面。
And the interpretation of this dream.
和我们怎么样去来解释他的这个梦。
I want to ask you a question.
我想问你们一个问题。
It's a question I'd like each of you to think about.
我希望大家每一个人都思考这个问题。
The question is simply this: What's your dream?
那么这个问题非常的简单，就是说你的梦是什么呢？
Just a few minutes ago, as I was driving on 35W crossing the Minnesota River, and I was on my way here.
那么就在几分钟前，我从家里开到这边，在 35W 这个高速公路上。
I looked up and I saw a billboard.
我呢就是看着两边，我看到了一些广告牌。
It was advertising the lottery. I don't know what they're all called. Powerball, Mega Millions, something like that.
那么是在很多的广告呢，是关于这个买这个 lottery 的。
What got my attention was.The words across the top, it simply said, "What's your dream?"
那么我正好就看到了这个，在这个这个广告牌上写的，就是你的梦是什么呢
？Maybe that's your dream to win the lottery.
也许那个是你的梦，就是想赢这个 lottery.
What is it that you want more than anything else?
那么你除了这个，你还想要什么呢
？What is it that moves you and motivates you?
是在你的生命中有什么东西来激励你，来让你来生活呢
？What is it that governs your decisions？
你每一天的这些决定是由什么来控制的呢
？Maybe it's a positive ambition。
也许是一些可以说是一些比较积极向上的一些梦想。
Or maybe like King Nebuchadnezzar, it's a haunting fear。
或者呢，是就像尼布加尼撒王的他这个梦，就是对他的一种在梦中的一些惧怕。
And if you don't know, I want to encourage you, ask God to reveal it to you. Ask Him to show you what your dream really is.
如果你还不知道你的梦是什么，那么我希望你来问神，那么你到底生命要什么
？We'll come back to that question in a few moments, but let's look at the text. And let's look at Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
我们一会儿再回到刚才的那个问题,
in verses 24 to 30, we see an incredible difference between King Nebuchadnezzar and this young man from Israel called Daniel.
那么从, 24节到30节呢, 我们看到这个, 尼布加尼撒王和这个非常, 聪明的这个但以理之间的发生的事。
In verse 26, we can see that Nebuchadnezzar is still very uptight and disturbed.
那么从, 26节呢, 我们看到尼布加尼撒王呢, 他是非常的紧张。
He says to Daniel, are you able to make known to me the dream and its interpretation?
他也非常的焦虑, 那么他问, 他问丹尼尔, 你能给我讲出我所做的梦和梦的讲解吗?
You would think that as the ruler of the leading world power, that he would be completely calm and secure.
那么你会可能在你的想象里面, 你会想这个王当时在世界上是, 掌握很大的这个国度, 那么他应该是一个非常平静的, 或者有能力的人。
In fact, the exact opposite is true.
但是呢, 现在这些事实呢, 告诉我们, 他不是那样。
King Nebuchadnezzar is a nervous wreck.
那么他是一个极度紧张焦虑的人。
And dear friends, this is often true.
那么这个呢, 亲爱的朋友们, 那么这个经常是事实。
Very often, the higher position someone has, the more insecure they begin to feel.
通常呢, 就是说, 越是这个人在, 提高的位置上呢, 那么他呢, 总是常常有一种不安定, 不安全的那种感觉。
In fact, this insecurity and uncertainty is often what accounts for the tyranny and oppression in the world.
那么这些呢,这些所有的不安定和紧张呢, 会造成, 它会对这个国民呢, 会有很大的压力。
And I am not a psychologist, but I know that these insecurities and fears can often reveal themselves in our dreams.
那么我并不是一个心理学者的学家, 但是呢, 我会知道, 常常这些忧虑和惧怕呢, 使我们, 生命真的是非常的, 没有这种安全感。
And in Nebuchadnezzar's dream, all of these insecurities now begin to come to the surface.
那么现在尼布加尼撒的王的, 他的所有的这些不安呢, 都借着这个梦表现了出来。
We see the truth of what Shakespeare once wrote.
我们从这里也能想到, 萨斯比亚他写过一段话。
Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown.
那么, 在通往这个冠冕的路上呢,有的时候我们会想到一些, 就是不安感。
You see, deep down in his subconscious, something is deeply disturbing him.
那么在他内心的深处呢, 有些东西是在极度的在, 搅扰他。
By contrast, Daniel possesses an amazing calm.
但相反的呢, 但以理呢, 他在这里确实非常的平静。
Why?
为什么呢?
As we've seen already, because of his faith in God.
我们从这段圣经里, 我们可以看到, 是因为他对神的信心。
Daniel's learned that his hand, his life is in God's hand.
因为但以理呢, 他知道, 他的生命是在神的掌控之下。
And dear friend, we learned something here.
那么亲爱的朋友们,我们在这里可以学到什么?
We learn that if we build our lives upon our dreams and our vague hopes, we will always feel insecure.
那么我们如果是把我们的生命建造在我们自己的一些梦想和一些, 一些目标上, 那么我们真的会感觉到这种不平静。
There will always be this unsettling fear.
那么我们 常常会有一种就是不能够克制的一种恐惧。
And we'll see why in just a moment.
我们会看, 一会儿会看为什么是这样。
But if, like Daniel, we learn to simply trust in the Lord,
但是呢, 如果我们像但以理这样, 我们就是说相信神,
we can know a real peace and a true security.
那么我们内心呢, 就会有真正的平安和真正的这种安全感。
And so Daniel comes in before the king, and he now reveals to the king his dream.
那么丹以理呢, 现在来到时, 王的面前, 他也在给王讲他的梦。
In verses 31 to 33.
那么从31节到33节这里。
And he reminds the king that in his dream he saw this great statue.
那么他在提醒这个王，在你的梦中呢，你看到了一个大象。
In the form of a person.
那么是一个人的形象。
And the head of this statue was composed with the finest material gold.
那么在这个像的它的头呢是由金金造成的。
But from there on down, from the figure's chest and arms down to its feet, the value of the materials begins to decrease.
那么从胸以下呢一直到脚，那么这些造这些像的这个材料呢就是越来越质量越来越差。
From gold to silver to bronze to iron to a mixture of clay and iron on the feet.
那么从金到银到铜到铁直到泥。
And furthermore, in verses 34 and 35, we see that this statue is to have a limited lifetime.
那么在34和35节呢，我们还可以看到，那么这个像呢，它还有只有一定的这个生存的时间。
When a stone that is cut out without hands comes.And strikes the statue on the feet.
那么有一块刻出来的石头呢，那么它就砸到了这个像的身上。
The statue comes crumbling down.
那么这个像呢，就是彻底的就被粉碎了。
And the stone begins to grow into a mountain that fills the entire earth.
那么这一块石头呢，它在生长，越长越大，最后变成了一座大山，充满了天下。
I don't know if you dream a lot or not.
我不知道你是不是经常做梦。
Just this morning, my youngest daughter woke up and came to breakfast, and she was telling us all about the dream she had last night.
今天早上呢，我的小女儿呢，她醒来，她就告诉我她很高兴的在讲她晚上做的梦。
And it was completely bizarre, and none of us understood what she was talking about.
那么是很非常的不可想象，但我们每一个人都没有办法理解，但是那个梦。
It's often that way with dreams, isn't it?
那么我们时常我们的梦就像那样。
Sometimes we may wake up disturbed and we're thinking, what was that dream? What did it mean?
常常我们醒来呢，我们就会。在被这个梦所缠绕，我们在想这个梦到底是什么意思。
And it would be great to have Daniel right there to say, well, let me help you, let me tell you what that means.
我们在想，如果戴伊里在旁边多好，他可以告诉我们这个梦的实际意义。
And we were doing that at the breakfast table this morning, trying to psychoanalyze my youngest daughter.
我们今早上在早餐的桌上就在。想帮助我们小女儿在解释她这个梦。
But here Daniel has the actual interpretation from God, and he's able to tell Nebuchadnezzar exactly the meaning of his dream.
那么丹以理在这里呢，他知道梦的所有的细节，他也可以解释这个梦。
In verses 36 to 43.
那么在36到43节这里。
Now remember in this section of the book of Daniel, the focus is on the Gentile nations.
那么我们大家要记住这个丹以理书呢，它是在主要呢是在集中在这个对外邦人的这个描述上。
During this time of Israel's disobedience and judgment.
那么这个时候呢，是以色列人呢，他们不顺服神，然后他们在神的这个审判之下。
And Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar that these different materials and parts of the statue represent different historic kingdoms.
那么丹以理在这里给他解释，那么这个像的不同的这个材料所组成的那些身体上的那些部分在代表那么在这个世上的这些国度的变化。
For us, as we look back, of course, historic kingdoms and nations for Nebuchadnezzar.This was all still future.
那么对我们来现在过来的人，我们回头再看呢，这些已经发生过了。我们知道有些历史。那么当时的这个尼布加尼撒王和但以理他们那个时代，对他们来讲，这些还没有发生呢。
The head of gold represents the Babylonian kingdom.
那么这个像的头呢，它是来代表这个巴比伦国。
Twice we read here in these verses 37 and 38, you.O king are the head of gold.
那么这里呢我们就读到就说在你说啊、王啊你是这个像的头。
Next, the silver and the chest represents a kingdom that would follow the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians.
啊、那么下来的就是这个啊、以银所构成的这个胸这部分呢，那么是代表这个接下来的这个啊、这个密子这个、马代国的这个阶段。
And in verse 39, we learn that although this kingdom was inferior, it would eventually replace Babylon.
那么尽管呢，我们在后面就可以看到，那么这个波斯国和这个马代国呢，它最后呢把这个巴比伦国给取代了。
And then we read about a kingdom of bronze which would rule over all the earth.
然后我们看到这个铜所代表的这个国呢，最后它来统治全世界。
And this is identified as the Greek Empire.
那么这里呢，这个铜所代表的是这个希腊的这个。
The Greek Empire of Alexander the Great.
那么这个是亚历山大所建成的这个希腊的这个帝国。
And finally, in verses 40 to 43, we come to a fourth kingdom.
那么在42-43节这里面呢，就是第四个国。
And though this is not explicitly stated in the book of Daniel, it clearly refers to the kingdom of the Roman Empire.
那么虽然在这个书里面呢，它没有直接的讲到，但是这是指到后面的这个罗马帝国。
And though the Roman Empire was as strong as iron,
那么罗马的这个帝国呢，非常的坚强，像铁一样。
It would never successfully unite all of the peoples that it conquered.
但是呢，这个罗马帝国从来没有呢把他们所统治的所有的国呢能够联合到成一个国。
And it was a divided kingdom.
是一个那个分裂的国家。
The western part of the kingdom, the eastern part of the kingdom, and it was weakened. It was like a mixture of iron and clay.
那么就是它的东部这个国和西部的这个国，那么就是这样啊，在这个强和弱的这个中间呢，最后就是被分裂了。
And friends, it's clear here in the passage that these different elements of the statue depict actual Gentile kingdoms and nations.
那么这些这个像的这个身上的每一部分呢，在这里面都代表了这些不同的这些外邦人的国。
But there's something even more significant in this vision.
那么在这里呢，有一个非常显明的这个意义在这个像上。
Remember that these different materials, these different metals, make up one statue of a person.
那么我们大家要记住，那么所有的这些不同的这个材料呢，它在这里做成的是一个完整的这个像。
So we're not just supposed to look at this interpretation as these individual elements, these individual kingdoms.
所以呢，我们不应该呢，只是把某一个部分拿出来去分开的来看的一个国。
But we're to see this as a whole.
我们应该把这个所有的这个看成就是像这个像一样，是一个完整的。
And to realize that this statue is a picture of all of man's kingdoms.
那么我们应该想象，就是这个像呢，它其实是在代表。就是所有的这个人在地上的这些国。
It's a portrait of the human race trying to live without God.
那么这是一个这是一个形象呢，来说明就是我们在地上的人呢，他们想通过人的方式来掌控这个世界。
A picture of people trying to determine their own future and destiny.
那么这是一个来说人呢，他们想靠着自己，不依靠神来决定他们将来的命运。
It's an interesting fact of history.
那么这是一个非常非常有意义的这一段历史。
That within 50 years of this Babylonian captivity.
那么在这个50年，在巴比伦国的这个以色列人在这里的这个被掳的这个阶段。
Within 50 years of this time when Israel was being judged for their disobedience,
那么这50年呢，是神对以色列选民的这个审判。
All of the, well, nearly all of the world's major religions and philosophies were established.
那么就在这50年里面呢，就是世界上 非常多的一些主要的这些宗教的信仰和这些思想呢，都是在这个十年里来建成的。
Including Buddhism.
那么也包括佛教。
Confucianism.
一些孔子的这个学论学。
The philosophies of the Greek sophists.
那么希腊的这些哲学这些思想。
Hinduism.
那么印度教。
Taoism.
道教。
Zoroastrianism.
那么这个 Zoro 这种宗教。
All within 50 years of this time, we have these philosophies, these kingdoms, these movements of humanity trying to determine their own destiny.
那么都是在这五十年中，那么这些所有这些宗教和哲学这些思想，那么他们在这个时候形成，就是一种人的想来决定自己命运的这种以人文为主义的这种生命。
But friends, let's not miss the fact that this dream that Nebuchadnezzar has is a statue of a person.
那么我们在这里头看呢，就是说，但以理他在这里写到，就是说，那么他用这个人的这个形象呢，来描述当时这个社会的状况。
And I believe that which is pictured here in these world rulers and kingdoms is embodied in each and every one of us.
那么我相信呢，其实这个里边所讲述的每一个这个国的这种思想呢，其实在我们每一个人的心里面也有很多的这些。
In every man and woman, we find someone very much like Nebuchadnezzar.
那么其实我们每一个人其实都很像这个尼布加尼撒王。
We all want to be that head of gold.
那么我们每一个都想成为那个
We all want to be at the top of our own little kingdom.
我们都想自己坐在我们自己的这个国度的来做王掌权。
We all want to be in control.
我们都想来控制一切。
We all want to determine our own destiny.
我们都想自己呢来决定我们将来的命运。
And so I want to come back to the question that we began with this afternoon.
那么我现在想回到我刚开始问到的一个问题。
The question that I saw on that billboard as I was driving here.
那么这个问题就是我在开往这边开的路上，我看到的那个广告的那个牌文。
What's your dream?
那你的梦是什么呢？
What is it that moves and motivates you?
是什么来？来使你来有这个动力来过你的生活呢？
What is it that you want more than anything else?
你生命中最想要的是什么呢？
When that's revealed, you'll see where your heart and your priorities really lie.
那么当你知道这些问题的时候，你就会看到你在你的心中，那么你把什么看得最重要。
And so here's the question.
那么现在是这个问题。
Is your dream legitimate, or one day is it all going to come crashing down?
那么是你的梦是不是看着好像很合理，但是有一天呢就会整个的坍塌？
Are you busy trying to be the head of gold at the top of your own little kingdom?
那么你是不是非常忙碌的呢，在你自己的那个生活的这个小王国里面在做这个王？
What will happen to your dream when it meets the stone?
那么当你的这个生命遇到这个圣经节里讲的这块石头打上去的时候，会发生什么样的事情呢？
Will it collapse?
那么你的生活，你的生命是不是就一下子坍塌了呢？
And be blown away like dust?
那么是不是就像风像沙尘被风吹的就是无影无踪呢？
The alternative to building our own little kingdoms.
那么另一种方式就是我们在这样建我们自己的王国。
Is to get involved in the building of another kingdom.
那么我们呢就去把自己投力于建立另外一个国度。
The kingdom that we read about in verses 44 and 45.
那么就是我们在44节、45节所看到的另一个王国。
Where we read that in the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed.And that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it itself will endure forever.
那么这个国呢，就是一个永不败坏，也不归别国的，就是打碎灭绝了一切别的国，然后这个国呢，必永远存到永久。
Dear friends, the alternative to building our own little kingdoms.
那么这个呢是另外一个路呢，来建立我们自己的这个国。
Is to get involved in the building of an everlasting kingdom, the kingdom of the living God.
是我们来一起来建造另外一个国，就是神的国。那么这个国呢，是会持续到永远。
Today on the Christian calendar, we're celebrating the first Sunday of Advent.
那么在今天呢，在这个基督教的传统中呢，我们是在庆祝这个基督降临的第一个主日。
That word Advent simply means coming, the coming of Jesus. It's a time, a season of anticipating the coming of Jesus.
那么这个词英文这个词 Advent 呢，就是在讲我们在庆祝和等候，来庆祝主耶稣，那么他第一次来到这个。
But listen to what Jesus says about his coming in Matthew 21 verses 42 to 44.
那么我们一起来看一下耶稣基督他自己所说的他的国。
The memory verse that we had this morning.
那么就是我们今天早上背的读的这个圣经这个经句的这个背诵。
Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? This became the chief cornerstone." This came about from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
那么耶稣在这里说，经上写着，匠人所弃的石头，已做了房角的头块石头，这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
And then he goes on to say this, "Therefore I say to you, to the Jews, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing the fruit of it."
那么接下来主耶稣说， 所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，就是以色列人，赐给那些结果子的百姓。
And he who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, but on whomever it falls, it will scatter him like dust.
44节，谁掉在这块石头上，必要跌碎。这石头掉在谁的身上，就要把它砸得稀烂。
Dear friends, the Lord Jesus is talking about his entrance into human history, his advent.
那么在这里呢，主耶稣是在讲他自己要道成肉身来到这个世界。
And he equates that with the coming of this stone that becomes the kingdom of God.
那么他就像这块石头，它是房角的这个一块房角石。
And so the real significance of this vision back in Daniel chapter 2 is not trying to depict all the historical kingdoms that are represented.
那么这块这里面所讲到的这个国呢，并不是在以理书所讲的，就是特别指的那几个，仅仅指的那几个国家。
The real significance is to show that one day all those kingdoms will come crashing down.
那么最大的一个意义呢，在这里就是说，在最后的时候，所有的国都像这些国一样，都会就是被粉碎了。
When the stone Jesus Christ hits the feet，
那么当耶稣基督这块宝石打到他们上的时候，他们都会粉碎。
The whole of man's rule, man's kingdoms, man's religions, man's philosophies are finished.
那么所有这些人的这些想法，人的这种。 思想，人自己所建的以人为中心的这些东西都会被粉碎。
And so I want to close with these questions this afternoon.
那么我今天呢，就想问大家几个问题来结束。
Where are you investing your life?
那么你在什么事上来投资你自己的生命？
Your resources, your time.
你所有的精力，你的时间。
What kingdom are you ultimately serving?
那么是哪一个国度是你在服侍的呢？
Are you involved in the building of your own kingdom, where you can be the head of gold?
你是在建立你自己的一个小国度，然后你想做这个国度的头吗？
Know this, if that's the case, that one day it's all going to come crashing down.
那么你就要注意了，因为有一天你这个小国度就会像。
Or do you want to get involved in the building of a kingdom that will endure forever?
或者是你想去参与建神的国度，那么这个国度呢是要到一直到永远的。
The kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
那么这个国度呢，就是我们主耶稣基督的国度。
Friends, we live in exciting days.
那么朋友们，我们其实现在过生活在一个非常激动人心的这个时刻。
The kingdom of God has come in the person of Jesus Christ.
那么神呢，已经以道成肉身，以耶稣基督的样子道成肉身。
And it's thrilling that we get to participate to be part of that kingdom expansion in our days.
如果我们的生命呢是投资在建立这样的一个国度里面，我们的生活就是充满了喜乐和惊喜。
As this stone begins to grow into a great mountain that will fill the earth.
那么这个这块石头呢，代表这个国呢，它将会越来越的大，然后充满了整个世界。
And so this message today is a challenge. It's a call to get involved in the building of God's kingdom.
那么今天的这一段经文呢，就是来鼓励我们呢，就是我们要在这个永久的这个国来投入我们的生命。
And secondly, for us to remember.
那么第二个呢，我们需要记住的是。
That all investments in earthly kingdoms are temporary at best.
那么我们在世上呢，所有的这些投资、这些精力、这些建造呢，都是暂时的，是短暂的。
One day they will all come to an end.
那么有一天呢，它就会走到头。
I can remember when I was just a little boy at our church.
我还记得我当时在我们教会里还是一个小孩子。
And our youth pastor was a guy called Scott Brady.
我记得我的当时的这个青少年的辅导人叫 Scott.
Scott Brady. And I can remember Scott Brady saying to us one day, you know, there are only two things that are eternal.
那么这个 Scott Brady 教导我们呢，说只有两种事情是有永恒的是永恒的。
The Word of God.
是神自己的话语。
And people.
和人。
And he said, we really ought to be investing our lives in those two things that are eternal, God's word and people.
所以呢，我们应该呢，在这两个事情上来投入我们的生命，就是神的话语和人的生命。
And so this Advent season,
那么在这个庆祝基督降临的这个时期呢，
as we reflect on the coming of our Lord Jesus,
在我们在思想那么主耶稣基督的再次来临。
His breaking into time and space, God taking on flesh and becoming one of us.
那么他来到这个世界上，道成了肉身。
Let's ask ourselves, are we involved in the building of His kingdom?
那么让我们来每个人来问自己一个问题，就是我们是不是在建造这个国度？
That kingdom which will endure forever.
那么这个国度呢，是会持续到永远的。
That kingdom that's all about God's word and reaching people for Jesus Christ.
那么这个国度呢，它就是在投资在神的话语和来去去来给其他的不信的人传福音，来增大这个国度。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
愿神祝福你。
你起立，让我们唱所用的诗歌，四百六十二首。